Shabbos and Daf Chafalav on the base outlines the basic mitzvah of the Chanukah. Tana Rabbanan, mitzvahs Chanukah nerishu beiso, v'mahadrin nerlech alecha be'echa, v'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, v'shamay omrim, yom rishon madlek shmona mikan ve'elech pochis v'holech, v'silol omrim, yom rishon madlek achas mikan ve'elech mosif v'holech. Basic mitzvah of Chanukah is one light for the bayis, for the household. A hadrin, someone who wants to beautify the mitzvah, ner l'chol echad ve'echad. So then he lights a ner for each and every member of the household. Then the Gemara says that machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel, someone who wants to do what's called mahadrin mina mahadrin, which is, sounds like a greater hiddur than mahadrin. So beis Shammai says you're poches v'holech, and beis Hillel says that you're mosif v'holech. Each day you add a little bit more. What's the machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel? So the Gemara has the machlokas amaroyim, what the machlokas tanoim is. The conventional wisdom, the popular approach that we're familiar with, is that beis Shammai holds that keneged yamim hanichnasim. Right? That since there are yamim hanichnasim, someone is lighting keneged the days that are left in Chanukah. The first day there are still 8 days left, but the second day there are only 7 days left. So he holds, you light 8 neiros the first day, and then you poches v'holech, you light 7, 6, etc. And Beis Hillel says, keneged yomim hayotzim, that we're lighting keneged the days that have passed already. So the first night, you light 1, that day is going to be passed after the first day. So you light 1, 2, 3, lighting up. But there's another approach, and that is that Beis Shammai hold, you light poches v'holech keneged pori hachag, but somehow there's a connection between Chanukah and Sukkot. There's a lot written on it, not funny, but there's a lot of machshava. What's the connection between Chanukah and Sukkot? But Beis Shammai says, just like the Pori Achag, Amismat, and Beholchim, start off with a certain number, and then we have less and less. So too, Neres Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai, we have less and less as the days go on. Beis Hillel says, no, Mailim Bakodesh, we go up Bakodesh, so we should add, we should be most of all, we shouldn't be Pochis Bolev. Okay, that's the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So there are three parts to the mitzvah, the way the Braisa describes it. There's the Ikka mitzvah that's Nerishu Beis. Then there's Mahadrin that's Nerich Alech Be'echad. Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. So that's a Machlokas. And we, of course, Paskin like Beis Hillel, that were Mosif V'Holich. The question is, what does Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin really mean? I mean, the Gemara says that you're Mosif V'Holich, but Mosif V'Holich, how many Neris? So the Rambam has a very interesting commentary. The Rambam says in Uchas Chanukah Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, what does Mahadrim and Mahadrim mean? Kama Neros Sumadlik B'Chanukah Mitzvosa Sheyir Kol Bayis Abayis Madlik Ner Echad Ben Shayu Anshe Abayis Merubin Ben Shelo Hayabo Ela Adam Echad. Okay, the basic mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is that each bayis has to light a ner. Good, that far we got. V'amahadar Es HaMitzvah Madlik Neros Keminyan Anshe Habayis Ner L'chol Echad Ve'echad Ben Anoshim Ben Noshim. Mahadrin also is the Pashup Shat, that you have to light Neros Keneged the Anshe Habayis. Right? You're not adding per day, you're lighting the same number. Let's say you have 10 people in the home. So Mahadrin would say that you light 10 Neros each and every night. You're not changing the number. The Iker Mitzvah is to light one Ner. Mahadrin is to light 10 Neros Keneged the Anshe Habayis. Dr. Rambam, V'hamahadr Yosar Al Zeva, Osa Mitzvah Min HaMubchar, Madlik Ner L'chol Echad B'Laila Harishun, Amosav Ahodik B'chol Laila V'Laila Ner Echad. Mahadrin mina mahadrin, according to the Rambam, is what? That's that you light the ner l'chol echad ve'echad b'layla harishon, and you're mosif b'chalayla v'layla ner echad. It sounds like mahadrin mina mahadrin, according to the Rambam, is a double hiddur. It's a hiddur on top of mahadrin. And that's how he explains in Halacha Beis Ketzer, Hareisho yu anche abayis asara, b'layla harishon madlik asara neros, b'lel sheni esrim, b'lel shishi shlishi shloshim. Person has 10 people in the home, so the first night he lights 10, and then the second night he lights what, 10? No, 10, 10 plus what, right? 10 times 2. You're lighting keneged the anshe habayis and keneged the yamin. Achinimtza madlik b'lel shmini shmonim neros. Until what comes out is that mahajim and a mahajim would say that you light 80 neros on b'lel shmini, because you're lighting keneged the anshe habayis and keneged the yamin. It's a double hiddur according to the Rambam. Tosfos and Shabbos doesn't learn like that. Tosfos. V'amahadrin mina mahadrin, nira l'ri, t'beishamei beis hillel, lokaimi ela anerishu beisam. Shekein yesh yosir hidu d'ikai hakeri kishamosu v'holech ha-machasir shu k'neged hayav manachnosim o hayotzim. Says Tosfos, machlokas beishamei beis hillel is on top of nerishu beisam, on top of the basic mitzvah. Mahajan is on top of the base of mitzvah. Mahajan, mina mahajan, is also on top of the base of mitzvah. It's just a different type of hiddur. Different type of hiddur. Mahajan is lighting kenega the yanshei habayis. Mahajan, mina mahajan, is lighting kenega the yamin. It's not a double. It's not a double hiddur according to Tosis. It's either or. Different ways of being mahadir. Mahajan, mina mahajan, looks like it's a better hiddur. That's because you're lighting kenega the yamin. So somehow that's a better hiddur than lighting kenega the yanshei habayis. But it's not a double hiddur. It's a different type of hider. It's also a hider on top of Nerush Beis. So it's just not Keneged the Anshei Abayis, it's only Keneged the Yamin. Why does Taisa say it can't be Keneged both? So he says, Avalim Osen Ner Lechol Echad Afilu Yosem Mikan Ve'elech Lekah Hekeira Sheyizbru Shekach Yesh Bnei Odom Bebayis. But if Mahajim and Mahajim is going to be a double hider, Keneged the Anshei Abayis and Keneged the Yamin, so then it'll turn out that it's not going to be a heker. It's not going to be recognizable what the hider is. Because people are not going to know how many people are in the house. Let's say a person lights 20 neiros on the second night. It's not clear whether there are 2 people, whether there are 10 people in the house, and you're lighting 2 neiros for each person, or there are what? There are, let's say, 4 people in the house, and you're lighting 5 neiros. Right? It's not clear: is it the second night or is it the fifth night? So that's why Tosis says Mahajan mina Mahajan has to be only lighting Keneged the Yom. So you would say, but if I light Keneged the Yamin, then people don't know if I'm lighting Keneged the Anshei Habayis or lighting Keneged Yamin. No, so that far we don't have to go. That if a person is lighting the number of Neiros that's number of Neiros Keneged the Yamin, so people know what night of Chanukah it is. So it just reinforces the notion. So if a person lights 4 Neiros on the fourth night of Chanukah, no one's going to think the reason why he's lighting the Neiros is because there are 4 people in the house. They realize that he's lighting the Neiros because it's the fourth night. If a person lights a large number of Neiros, far beyond the number that you light for that night, so then it's unclear, it's not the notion that it's X night of Hanukkah is not reinforced, because it's unclear what the night of Hanukkah is. Because it's all dependent on how many people are in the house and how you're multiplying the Neiros for the people in the home. So that's the Machlokes Tosis in the Rambam. Tosis says Mahajan min Mahajan has to be a single type of hider. Hider on top of Neiros Shabbos, so hider Keneged the Yamin. Mahadrin is a hider connected to the Anshei Habayis. Ram says no, Mahadrin and Mahadrin is a double hider, both connected to the Anshei Habayis and connected to the Yamin. Why isn't the Rambam troubled about Heker? He wasn't bothered with the Heker. Why not? Chartosis has a good point. If Mahadrin and Mahadrin is going to be a double hider, it won't be a Heker. So the Gaon in Bir Agra and Shulchan Aruch explains that maybe the Rambam takes an approach on what the Machlokas B'Sham Beis Hillel is all about. Now, there's a Machlokas HaMoraim, whether the lighting Keneged Yom HaNechnosim, Yom HaYotzim, or the lighting Keneged Pori HaChag, or Mailim BaKodesh. So, Zokta Gon, maybe the Rambam felt that according to Beis Hillel, the reason why we're most of a Holech is because Mailim BaKodesh. It's not Keneged the Yamin. That's not the issue. It's the whole idea is that you want to be Mahadir a Mitzvah, so add on more. So maybe the Rambam held that it doesn't matter what the Heker is. You're not lighting for the Heker. If you're lighting Keneged the Yamin, so then it's important to figure out which Yom of Chanukah it is, because it's all about the Heker. Pesumei Nisa is all about Heker. But if Mahadrim and Mahadrim is just to be Mosif in the Neiris, so then it's not necessary to have a Heker for the Yamin. That's why the Rambam said that it's really a double hider. Double hider to light Keneged the Anshei Habayis and Keneged the Yamin, because the Heker is not important. The key is that you're being Mosif in the Neiros for the purpose of the Mitzvah. This is the basic Machlokas Tosis in the Rambam. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So here is the Machlokas Machaber Amo had a paskin. If you have the packet, maybe just look on with me. In source 1, we have the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Resh Ayin Aleph, Sif Beis. We'll get back to Sif Aleph in a little while. Kama Neros Madlik, Belayla Risha Madlik Echa, Mikam Ve'elech Mosa V'Holech Echa B'Cholayla, Hatsha B'Lel Ha'achron Yushmon, Hafilu Im Rabin B'nei Habayis, Lo Yadliku Yose. Zok the Mechaber, how many Neros are you supposed to light? So the first night you light one, and you Mosa V'Holech, one for each night. Until the last night, you're going to have eight. Right? Have eight. How does the Mechaber Paskin? Stama, he's assuming that you're lighting mahajim in a mahajim, doing the best. And how does he paskin? That you light keneged what? Keneged the yonim. Exclusively keneged the yonim. Even if Rabban b'nei habayis, even if there are many b'nei habayis, we don't like more than that. We just like keneged the yonim. So who's the mechaber paskin like? Anyone? Taisus, right? That mahajim and a mahajim is dafka keneged the yonim, not keneged both the yonim and the anshei habayis. Hagoz after Amav Yesh Omrim, the kol echad b'nei habayis yadlik. Yesh Omrim, that each one of the b'nei habayis should be madlik. L'chein ha-minig poshit, says the Ramah. But everyone lights the menorah. That's our minig. Everyone lights their own menorah. Some of the Sfaradim wouldn't. The Sfaradim would light a single menorah. Are there any Sfaradim here? No. The Sfaradim is stomach paskin like the Mechaber, so they light a single menorah. But the Ramah says that each and every member of the house, that each and every member of the household should light. Yes, that's what the Ramah says. So the Ramah seems to paskin like the Rambam. But there's one big difference between the Ramah and the Rambam. Who lights? Who lights? According to the Ramah, each and every member of the household is lighting a separate menorah. So the fact that you're lighting keneged the anshei habayis and keneged the yamim, so that's the same, both in the Ramah and in the Rambam. But the Ramah says that each member of the household should light their own menorah. The Rambam didn't say that. If you look carefully at the Rambam, mitzvah so she'yeh kol bayis u'bayis madlik ner echad, etc., V'amhadr yosar al zeh v'osa mitzvah min amuvchar madlik ner l'chol echad b'layla harishon u'mosif, etc. The Lashon of the Rambam is that madlik, it sounds like the Bala Bayis, that the individual who's lighting the first menorah, he lights for everyone. It's a single menorah. Right? He just lights the number of candles, keneged yanshei habayis and keneged yamim. It's not quite what the Rambam says. It's very similar, but it's different. They both say that you're lighting a double hiddur, you're lighting keneged yanshei habayis and keneged yamim. But the Ramah seems to say that each member of the household lights their own menorah. The Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah implies that the balabayis, that one individual is going to be lighting all of the neres. Not that everyone lights their own menorah, but one person is lighting everything. Halo doverhu. What's the machlokas, the Ramah and the Rambam? Machlokas, the machab, Ramah, that we get. The machab is paskin like the Balei Tosfos, it would seem. And the Ramah is paskining like the Rambam, as the parentheses indicates. Right? That was not added. That was not put in by the Ramah. It was added later. But the parentheses felt that the Ramah is paskining like the Rambam. Makes sense. If Mahajim and Mahajim is assuming that you're lighting keneged the anshei habayis and keneged the yamim, it sounds like the Rambam. It doesn't sound like Tosfos. But it's interesting that if it is the Rambam, why does the Ramah change from the Rambam? Why does the Ramah say that each member of the household should light? And the Rambam seems to hold that that the Balabai should light all of the Neiros. So hand up. Yeah, okay. So there's a famous piece of the Briskei Rav on the Rambam. Where he develops a very important yisod. And there's a literature that sprung up on this piece. Not everyone agrees with all the points of the Briskei Rav, but the point of departure in this sugya is often the vart of the Briskei Rav. And we have to see if it's really correct. What does the Briskei Rav say? He says he thinks that the machlokas, the mechaber Ramah, is how to look at hiddur mitzvah. The idea of hiddur mitzvah, that someone is supposed to be mehadar a mitzvah, presumably not just in Eretz Chanukah, but in general, we're always supposed to be mehadar mitzvahs. So what's the nature of hiddur mitzvah? Is hiddur mitzvah a part of the guf ha-mitzvah? It's an extension of the guf ha-mitzvah? Or should we assume that hiddur mitzvah is a separate kiyum? It's a kiyum nifrad. It's a separate kiyum. There's the Gufa Mitzvah, and also you're supposed to be Mahadir the Mitzvah, and it's a separate kiyum. It's not a chelik of the Gufa Mitzvah, it's extra. It's a tosefes on top of the Gufa Mitzvah, it's a separate kiyum. The Gemara in Shabbos, and the Kuflam and Gimelam and Beis, in a totally different context. The Gemara discusses the Mitzvah of Mila. Where it says, Hamol calls Manshu Osig Bimila, Chose bin Alatitz and Ma'akvenes Hamila bin Alatitz and Shein Ma'akvenes Hamila. Say a person is doing a bris mila, so we know that the basic bris is to take the orla off. Take the orla, cutting the orla off, and then to be porea, mila, and priya. But apparently there are certain appendages that are attached to the mila that you're also supposed to remove, some pieces of skin that are connected. And there are different types of tzitzin, different appendages. Some tzitzin are ma'akvenes hamila, but if you don't take those appendages off, they're ma'akvenes hamila, that's not cool that you removed the orla. So you were not yotzei the mitzvah mila. And some tzitzin, I'm not akevis hamila, but they're like a hidden mitzvah. They're extra, but that's a hidden mitzvah. It beautifies the mitzvah to take off more tzitzin. Zok de Braisa, someone who's being mal, so when he's osig b'mila, when he's still involved in cutting the mila, so then he goes back for all the tzitzin. He can go back for the tzitzin that are ma'akevis hamila and the tzitzin that are not ma'akevis hamila that are only for hidden mitzvah. But Piresh, al tzitzin ma'akevis hamila chozer, al tzitzin shein ma'akevis hamila eino chozer. But if he's Piresh, if he stopped doing the bris, he pulled his hand away, now he wants to go back, so he can only go back for the tzitzin that are ma'akevis hamila, but he doesn't go back for the tzitzin shein ma'akevis hamila. So the question is, what are we talking about? What day of week? Right? What kind of a situation is this? So Rashi writes immediately, Hamol b'Shabbos. That we're talking about Shabbos. And the question is it mutter to go back for the tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin esamil? Rashi says that's exactly the point. That if he's not, if he's lo sila gesiado, if he wasn't pirish, he didn't take his hand away from the bris mila, he's still osik in the mitzvah, so then he can go back for either one. Bain for the tzitzin ma'akvin esamil, bain for the tzitzin that are not ma'akvin esamil. That's a big chidush, but that's the whole point of the brayse. The purpose of the brayse is to say that mila is docha Shabbos, we know. Bayom ha-shmini, bayom ha-filu b'Shabbos. But the chidush is that even the hidden mitzvah mila is docha Shabbos as well. That's the chidush. That the mitzvah b'shlamus is docha Shabbos. Not just the basic mitzvah, but any part of the mitzvah. Even though you can mechal Shabbos with the hidden mitzvah. It's also a chil Shabbos. You're causing a yitzias dam. It's definitely a chil Shabbos, but it's mutter. That's the whole point. Mila is mutter b'Shabbos. But the chiddush of the Brais is that even the hidden mitzvah is going to be mutar on Shabbos as well. So to that, Rashi says that the Tana is telling us that the only time that hidden mitzvah is docha Shabbos is if he was lo sila gesiada. If he's still involved in the bris, if he's still involved in the mila, so then it's one unit. It's one unit. So just like cutting off the basic arla and doing the hidden mitzvah, right? It's one. It's all one unit. So if cutting off the basic orla is mutter on Shabbos, then doing the hidden mitzvah is also mutter on Shabbos. But once Pirish, once he separated his hand from the mila, so then he's not allowed to go back for the tzitzin she'emak and esamila. Because once he did the basic bris, then the hidden mitzvah is no longer doches or Shabbos. That's the point of the brais. That if he's not doing the basic mitzvah, so then if he has tzitzin hama'ak and esamila, then he can go back for that. Presumably, if he's going back for the tzitzin ha-ma'akfin ha-samila, he'd go back for the tzitzin she'en ma'akfin as well, because he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah completely yet. Mm-hmm. Right, so once he goes back for the tzitzin ha-ma'akfin ha-samila, then he's doing the bris mila, so he can go back for the tzitzin she'en ma'akfin for the hidden mitzvah as well. But if he's only going back for the tzitzin she'en ma'akfin ha-samila, then that's taka going to be a problem, says Rashi. On Shabbos, you can't do that, because you can't, because hidden mitzvah by itself is not docha Shabbos. It's only if you're doing the mitzvah mila, so the ikka mitzvah is docha Shabbos, the hidden can be docha as well. But if you were Silek Esyado of Piresh, he's not Osek in the Ikka Mitzvah, so then the Tana says that you can't go back for the Tzitzin Shein Makanis Amila, because Hidda Mitzvah is not going to do for Shabbos by itself. That's Rashi. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Ilcha Samila writes, he quotes the Halacha, but he leaves out a very important word. It's not the Rambam's fault, but he leaves out one very important word, which is that b'Shabbos. He doesn't say b'Shabbos. The Rambam clearly is talking bein b'Shabbos bein b'chol. That even b'chol, if piresh, you're chosen for the tzitzin ha-ma'akvin ha-samila, but not for the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin ha-samila. You're not chosen for the hidden mitzvah if you've been piresh. Rashi doesn't say that. The impression you get from Rashi is that on Shabbos, if piresh, then he can't be chosen for tzitzin she'en ma'akvin ha-samila. But during the week, hamol b'chol, according to Rashi, why can't you be chosen? Mistami, you should be chosen. Why not? It's hidden mitzvah. Why not? On Shabbos you can't, because you can't do the hidden mitzvah. It's not docha Shabbos without the ikka mitzvah. But b'chol, Rashi doesn't give the impression that b'chol you wouldn't be chosen for the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin ha-samila. Stama, you would be chosen for the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin ha-samila. Why not? It's a hidden mitzvah. It's a hidden mitzvah. And that's taka how the tour passed him. The tour in Yeridein, Uchas Mila says that Bechol, you would go back to the Tzitzin Shein Lach and Samila. There's no problem of Dechia here. It's a question of whether you do the Hidden Mitzvah, so why shouldn't you do the Hidden Mitzvah Bechol? But on Shabbos, you can't do that. Shabbos, you can't do that. Stoma Rashi would say that if on Shabbos he was Piresh, he can't go back for the Tzitzin Shein Lach and Samila, but Stoma, after Shabbos, he should go back and finish the Hidden Mitzvah. Because Bechol, you would go back for the Tzitzin Shein Lach and Samila. But the Ram doesn't say that. He doesn't mention that it's Dafka B'Shabbos. It sounds from the Ram that even if you're Mol B'chol, if Piresh, if Silek Yado, then you don't go back for Tzitzin Shem Akvin Asamila. Only for Tzitzin Hama'akvin, but not for Tzitzin Shem Akvin. Meaning, if you've already been Yodse, the mitzvah of Mila Kedasu Kedin, the basic mitzvah, you don't go back for the Hidden Mitzvah according to the Rambam. That's it, it's over. If you haven't done the Ikka Mitzvah, so then you go back. So if you left out the Tzitzin Hama'akvin Asamila, so then go back because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Mila. But if you've done the mitzvah mila completely, the basic cutting off of the orla and the cutting off of the tzitzin hamakven and samila, then it's over. The mitzvah is over, and then you don't go back for the hidden mitzvah. The question is why? The keli van veyu. Isn't there an inyan to be mahada the mitzvah? Why shouldn't I go back for the hidden mitzvah? I still have a kiyum of hidden mitzvah to do. That's what the Brisker Rav explains, that the Rambam is taking a stand on the din of hidden mitzvah. The Rambam assumes that hidden mitzvah is part of the guf hamitzvah. It's an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah. It can only be an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah. So once you finish the Guf HaMitzvah, the Ikka Mitzvah, you can't go back. There's no point. There's no point. You can't have a hidden mitzvah by itself. As the Beis Halevi coined the phrase, hidden mitzvah lo mitzvah lo shamana. We never find the concept of hidden mitzvah outside the context of the Guf HaMitzvah. You've got to be doing the Guf HaMitzvah, then you can be mahad of the mitzvah. But you can't finish the Guf HaMitzvah and then do a hidden mitzvah outside the context of the mitzvah. It doesn't make any sense according to the Rambam. So that's why the Rambam says that even Bechol, if Piresh, if you finish the Ikka Mitzvah, you can't go back for the Tzitzin She'im Na'akvin Asamila. It doesn't make any sense to do that. You're not going to accomplish anything. You can't be Mahadah the Mitzvah if you're not doing the Guf HaMitzvah at the same time. If the Guf HaMitzvah is finished, you're not embellishing the Mitzvah by doing the Hidden Mitzvah. You're doing something else. You're doing something separate. That can't be. It has to be in conjunction in the context of the Guf HaMitzvah to be called the Hidden Mitzvah. Outside the context of the Guf HaMitzvah, then it's over. You're not going to accomplish anything by doing that. Rashi and the Tur disagree, claim the Briskira. Rashi and the Tur both hold that you can have a hidden mitzvah outside the context of the mitzvah. That's the Chiddush of Rashi. Rashi holds that the hidden mitzvah is a kiyum nifrat, it's a bazundere kiyum, it's an extra, it's a tosefes, it's extra, it's not a chelek of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's not a harchova, an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's an extra kiyum mitzvah, it's a separate concept. Because it's a separate concept, even if you've already finished the Guf HaMitzvah, you can still go back for the Hidden. But on Shabbos you can't. Because on Shabbos, the Hidden Mitzvah is not going to be Doches HaShabbos by itself. Only if you're Doches HaShabbos for the Ikka Mitzvah of Mila, so then you can be Dochet for the Hidden. But the Hidden Mitzvah by itself is not going to be Doches HaShabbos. So on Shabbos, if you're Piresh, then you can't go back for the Tzitzin Shein Lach and Samila. But during the week, Rashi and the Torah would say, Avadi, you should go back for the Tzitzin Shein Lach and Samila. Because you can have a Hidden Mitzvah without the Guf HaMitzvah. You can have it together. You can have it separate, because Hidden Mitzvah really is a separate key. Yes?
That's really Gemara. That's the real Nechonim.
And
the
Hidden
was Ma'aki.
Yehuda and
the
Chachamim. The Eged, you mean? The Eged, the Eged Alulu.
So, you see, this shot, whether it's part and parcel of the Mitzvah, or if
let's think about that. We pass them like the Chachamim. So, even though Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged Mitzvah La'agdo, because of Hidden Mitzvah, so that's a mitzvah l'chatchila. But what are you saying? Hidden mitzvah, it is part of the Guf HaMitzvah, right? When you do the Eged, so when you pick up the Dalet Minim, you're being Yotze the Hidder and the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah at the time that you're being Yotze the Mitzvah. The Eged itself is not the Hidder, it's when you pick up the Dalet Minim, so you have the Hidder that all the Minim are going to be over, the three Minim are going to over together.
It doesn't exist outside
the... It's just a Hechsher. The Eged is just the Hechsher before you pick the Dalet Minim up. When you pick them up, so then the Eged, you're picking it up in a way that's Mehudah, because you have the Eged there.
How is this case different? Isn't it...
You cut the oil off, and now you're going to go back after you've cut it off, you put the knife down, and now you're going to pick the knife up and go back? You finished the mitzvah. When you make the Eged for the Lulav, you haven't been Yotze anything. You're making the Eged before Yom Tov even. Like that's not, right? You're not making the Eged on Yom Tov. It's not the Igud, it's not the Maisa Igud that's the Hidder. It's picking up the Dalet Minim when they're Mu'ugot, Biachad, right? So when you pick it up, you're doing the Gufa Mitzvah and the Hina Mitzvah at the same time. So up to Brisky Rav, this perhaps is the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam assumes like Rashi and the Tur. The Rambam and Hilchas Mila Pasdin like Rashi and the Tur. That someone who's Mal B'chol, even if Piresh, he can go back for the Tzitzin Shei Matan Esamim. There's still a point to do that, because the Rambam holds that Hidden Mitzvah can exist outside the context of the Gufa Mitzvah. So claims the Brisky Rav. Right? The way he explained Rashi and Tur. Right? The Rambam holds that Hidden Mitzvah can exist outside the context of the Gufa Mitzvah. So that's why he assumes that Mahajim and a Mahajim could be that everyone is lighting their own menorah. The Rambam doesn't assume that the Balabayas has to light all of the Neiros. Maybe the Balabayas could light all the Neiros according to the Rambam. It's not Mukhruch. It doesn't have to be like that. Right? According to the Rambam, it seems like the way to be Mahada the Mitzvah in the best possible derech is not to be Yotze with the Guf HaMitzvah, but rather to do your own Mitzvah. To do your own Mitzvah. That's the Hidden Mitzvah by Neiros Chanukah. So that's why the Rambam said that better for everyone to light their own menorah. Aye, but if they light their own menorah, then your Hidden Mitzvah is going to be outside the context of the Guf HaMitzvah. No, the Rambam says in general that Hidden Mitzvah is a separate kiyum. So because it's a separate kiyum, it's not a problem to light your own menorah. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says it's impossible. Hidden Mitzvah has to be a part of the Guf HaMitzvah. It's always an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah. So if it always has to be an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah, how is anyone going to light their own menorah? If you light your own menorah, what you're doing is you're separating from the Guf HaMitzvah. The Baal HaBayis was madlik his menorah, and then you're lighting your own. That's an independent kiyum, but according to the Rambam, that can't be. Hidden Mitzvah has to be part of the Guf HaMitzvah. Hidden Mitzvah lo mitzvah lo shamanu, according to the Rambam. So therefore, the Baal HaBayis has to be the one to be madlik all of the neiros. Okay, this is how the Brisky Rav explained the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rambam. They both agree Mahadrim and a Mahadrim is a double kiyum. It's a double hider keneged the Yom Shabbos, hider keneged the Yomim. The Shaila is, what's the nature of Hidden Mitzvah? Is Hidden Mitzvah an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah, or is it an independent kiyum? According to the Rambam, it has to be an extension. So the Baal HaBayis has to be madlik all of the neiros. And the Rambam says, no, it doesn't have to be an extension. So the way to be Mahadir, the mitzvah of Nei Chanukah, is not to be Yotze with the Iker Mitzvah. That's the way to do it. To do your own hadlaka, to do your own mitzvah. And you can do that because here the mitzvah can be an independent kiyum. Yes?
According to the understanding of the Rambam, why can't it be that it will at the same time still be considered one Guf HaMitzvah?
According to the Rambam, if everyone lit their own menorah at the same time, so you're saying the fact that it's done at the same time, that can connect all of the hadlokas. It's an interesting idea. The Rambam probably assumes that the person who does the maisa hadloka has to do all of the hadlokas. Because if everyone is going to be madlik by themselves, so you can't connect. Time alone is not going to connect all of the different lightings. It has to be the same maisa. It's not the same maisa hadloka. Literally, it's a different nair, right? But the same person, if he's continuing the maisa hadloka from the first menorah, from the first eight candles, on the eighth night, first eight candles to the next eight candles, that's one mitzvah. But if everyone's just going to light at the same time, that's disjointed. That's not one mitzvah. Each one is doing their own mitzvah, so therefore that would not be called a hidden. This approach that perhaps there are two ways of looking at Hidden Mitzvah, that maybe Hidden Mitzvah has to be connected to the Guf HaMitzvah, or perhaps it can be an independent kiyum. So this has nafgamina for other halachas in Hilchas Chanukah as well. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafresh Ayin Aleph and Sif Aleph. Here in source 1 writes as follows: Sarach lizor ma'od v'adlokas neiros chanukah v'afilu ani ha'mispranes min hatzdaka shoel amocha ksuso v'lokeach shemen lahadlik. Machaber says that you have to be very careful with this mitzvah. It's a mitzvah chashuva, very important mitzvah. So even ani ha'mispranes min hatzdaka has to light. He has to be shoel amocha ksuso to borrow or to sell his clothing, the kish, the chumer. To buy shemen, the gabbai tzedakah has to give him money. If the gabbai doesn't have enough money, so then the oni has to say, as be mochek susa or shoel al apsachim, he has to ask for money in order to buy the shemen to be mounted. That's the halacha by Neiros Chanukah. The Rambam has this halacha. The Rambam at the end of Perek Dalet Halacha Yudbeis. Mitzvahs Nechanaka Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od B'tzorach Adam Lizara Bakar Elodi Anes Mahos B'Shevach Hakel etc. Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal Elamin Atzdaka Sholam Ochek Susav Lokech Shemim V'Neiros U'Madlik. Says the Rambam, even in Oni Amisparnis Min Atzdaka has to do what he can to get the Neiros, to get Shemin in order to light. Sholam Ochek Susav. Comes the Magen Mishnah and says, where did the Rambam get this from? He says the Mishnah in Pesachim also comments by Dalet Kosos that a person, that even Ani Shebi Yisrael has to have Dalet Kosos. The Gavit Tzedakah is supposed to give him. He's supposed to be Shaul Amocha Ksusa in order to get the Dalet Kosos. So up the Magen Mishnah, apparently the Rambam is making this connection. This is not in the Gemara. It's not this idea that the Ani Shaul Amocha Ksusa is not in the Gemara in Shams. Rambam is making a connection, claims the Magen Mishnah, between Dalet Kosos and Neiros Chanukah. What is that connection? Pesach and Chanukah, what's that have to do with each other? Not Pesach and Chanukah, Pesume Nisa. They're both an issue of Pesume Nisa. Dalet Kosos is a Pesume Nisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Neiros Chanukah is a Pesume Nisa of the Neis of the Pach Shemen. Zok the Magen Mishnah, that's why the Rambam holds that an Ani Amispanis Min Atzdaka has to be Sholem Mochek Suso for Neiros Chanukah as well. Because it's all a function of Pesume Nisa. Whenever there's a dinner Pesume Nisa, apparently that's such an important value, it's a din d'rabbanan. Both are dinim d'rabbanan. Dalet Kosos is a din d'rabbanan, and Neiros Chanukah is a din d'rabbanan too. So even though it's only a din d'rabbanan, Chazal Machmer on the Oni that he has to be Shalom Machak Susa in order to be Yotze this mitzvah. Because whenever there's a din of Pursum and Isa, Chazal will Machmer on the Oni. How much do we have to give the Oni? Now, if he's Shalom Machak Susa, if he asks for money and we give him money, so fine, we can do what we want. But how much does the Gabbai Tzedakah have to give him money? Gabbai Tzedakah, this is a very serious thing. He has to allocate for each and every Ani exactly what they're supposed to have. He's not supposed to give more to one Ani as opposed to someone else. He has to give him exactly what he's mechuyav to give him. Mazon shtei sudas, for mitzvahs, whatever. So it has to be precise. So how much exactly is he supposed to give him? Does he give him neri shubeso? Does he give him mahadrim and a mahadrim? Does he give him mahadrim? What exactly does he do? See, the Dir Aloha quotes the Magen Mishnah, explaining the Rambam. Miu, second to last line, in source 2. Miu nira deinzich and lita in lokim ner echa b'chalayla dehenu nera shubesa. Tiyosar havi mina mahadrin ve'ein chiyav lita in lam. The Bir Aloha quotes from the Chemed Moshe, one of the Achronim, that you don't have to give the Ani enough shemen to be yotze the hidden mitzvah. You only have to give him for nera shubesa, for the basic mitzvah. And that's it. Adkan. That's what the Chabad Moshe says. But the Rambam, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not mashma like that. The Or Samech is medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Afilu ein lo mayochal ele min atzdaka, shol omochek suso, v'lokeach shemen v'neiros u'madlik. Lokeach shemen v'neiros u'madlik. He says, he has a plural. So you could say, oh, the plural is because he has to light for 8 days of Chanukah. Or Sameach Smedayek, no, the plural is because he's supposed to be Yotzei Mahadrin too. So he can be Sholem Mochek Suso, and there's a mitzvah to give him for Tzedakah, so that he can be Yotzei the Din Mahadrin in Neiros Chanukah also. Not just the basic mitzvah, against the Chemed Moshe. The Rambam seems to assume that, perhaps, that there's an inyan to give the Ani enough that he can be Yotze the Hidden Mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah as well. Why is that? Why should we have to do that? The Rambam, Lishitasa. The Rambam assumes that Hidden Mitzvah is a Kiyam in the Gufa Mitzvah. It's part of the Gufa Mitzvah. So he holds it, it's a Kiyam in the Gufa Mitzvah, then there might be room to say that you should give him Neiros that he can be Mekayim the Gufa Mitzvah properly. Kedasu Kedin. According to Rashi in the Torah, it mamish doesn't make any sense that you should have to do that, because if Hidden Mitzvah is beyond the Gufa Mitzvah, it's not an extension of the Gufa Mitzvah, but it's a separate Kiyum. So there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to give the Ani so that he can do a hidden mitzvah. The chiyuv is to give him for Pesume Nisa. So if he can be Yotze the mitzvah of Pesume Nisa, the Gufa Mitzvah, why should I be mechuyev to give him more than that? According to Rashi, Lachar, it's a davar poshut that you don't have to give the Ani enough to be Yotze Mahadrin. according to the Rambam, there's room for debate. One could say, even according to the Rambam, you don't have to give that to him. Because Mahajan is still it's a Dovah Shal Rishus. It's not a Chiyuv. Not a Chiyuv. It's an Inyan. It's a proper thing to do, but it's not an absolute obligation. So even within the Rambam, then Kenzogin that you don't have to give him. But according to the Rambam, that it's a Kiyuv in the Guf HaMitzvah, there's a logic to saying, then maybe you do have to give him, because if it's a kiyum in the Guf HaMitzvah and we want the Ani to fulfill the Guf HaMitzvah, maybe you should really fulfill it in the best possible way. Because that hidden mitzvah that you're going to do is really a kiyum in the Guf HaMitzvah. According to the Rambam, there's a possibility that maybe there's a chiyah to give the Ani enough that he can fulfill the din mahajin in the mitzvah of the Chanukah. According to Rashi, Mamish makes no sense. Because according to Rashi, that's like a separate mitzvah. So but there's Pursum and Issa there too. But so what? He fulfills the Guf HaMitzvah with the one there. So it really doesn't make any sense to give him more. It's nice to give him more, but you don't have a chuyav to give him more. According to the Rambam, since here there is a kiyum in the Guf HaMitzvah, efshim is a possibility. Maybe the Rambam would say that you are mechuyav to give him to be mekayim the mahajin of Ner Chanukah, because that's all a kiyum in the Guf HaMitzvah, and you're mechuyav to give him enough that he can fulfill the Guf HaMitzvah. So maybe you shouldn't have to give him enough that he should fulfill the Guf HaMitzvah in the best possible way. Okay, this is one issue that might hinge on the question. The other shaila lemaisa that the poskim discusses, what happens in the following strange case? Let's say it's the seventh night of Hanukkah, and the person lit six neiros. He thought it was the sixth night. He made a mistake. No, he lights alone. There's no one there. His kids are coming home later. They're coming home. They're learning in the koyla. The koyla learns until the end of Seder, but the father wants to light his man. So he's not in the koyla. He got home from work early, so he wants the lights. And he lights bizman. Then his kids come home, and they say, yeah, Abba, what happened? You lit six neiros. It's the seventh night of Hanukkah. So he says, Gevald, what do I do now? So it's a shayla in the poskim. I wish I'd tell you. Okay. Right? If on the seventh night of Hanukkah, the person thinks it's six, he lit six neiros. So he lit the Guf HaMitzvah. He lit the basic neiros. And he lit some of the neiros of Mahadrin too, but he didn't finish the job. So now, he made the bracha on the Guf HaMitzvah. So the shaila is, he does have to light the extra ner. There's no question, because it's not going to be a proper mahadrin without lighting the extra ner. But he's not being yotze the Guf HaMitzvah now. So if he's not being yotze the Guf HaMitzvah, does it make any sense to make a bracha on the hadlok of the one ner that he's going to do now? There's no question he has to light the one ner, because, I mean, what does he have? He has six ner. Six ner is not connected anything. I guess if there are six people in the house, then... But that's not what he wants to do, right? He wants to do mahadrin, mina mahadrin over here. He wants to light the seven eris. So he certainly has to light the extra there. But the question is, does he make a bracha on that halakha? Kiveger in his tshuvas quotes machlokas haposkin about this. The Pri Chadosh is of the opinion that he doesn't make a bracha. Doesn't make a bracha. The Eliyahu Rabba disagrees. He's medayik from a base. Yosef, we're not going to get involved in all the diyuk. But he says he should make a bracha. Machlokas haposkim, what to do? Should you make a bracha or not? What's the machlokas? L'chora, they're arguing about this issue. If you assume that the hidden mitzvah is an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah, it's an extension of the Guf HaMitzvah. So, it doesn't make sense to make a bracha, an independent bracha on hidden mitzvah. Even though you are lighting the final ner to the mahad of the mitzvah, but the bracha on the Guf HaMitzvah is going on the hidden. The hidden is not an independent kiyum. So the bracha on the Guf HaMitzvah is going on the hidden. You made a bracha on the Guf HaMitzvah. But your hidden mitzvah is coming later? No, you're just lighting the extra ner to finish off the job. But it mamash doesn't make any sense to make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah because it's not an independent kiyum. So once you made a bracha on the Guf HaMitzvah, you can't make a bracha on the hidden. The Eliyahu Rabba, who assumes that you do make a bracha, he must feel that hidden mitzvah is a separate kiyum. So if I'm doing the hidden mitzvah in conjunction with the Guf HaMitzvah, I don't have to make a separate bracha on the hidden mitzvah. The bracha on the Guf HaMitzvah can count for the hidden too. But if the bracha for the Guf HaMitzvah is over, I made the bracha before. There's a hefsek now between the bracha and the Guf HaMitzvah and the Maisa Mitzvah, which I'm doing now. Right now I'm doing hiddur. The lighting of the last ner is finishing off the hiddur mitzvah. So I'm doing a new Maisa now. So maybe it makes sense to recite another bracha on the hidden mitzvah that I'm doing now, because I am doing a mitzvah. Without this nair, I'm not being mahadin the mitzvah completely. So I am accomplishing something with this lighting. So if I'm accomplishing something for hidden mitzvah with this lighting, maybe it makes sense to make a bracha on the lighting of this one nair.
What bracha would you make on that nair?
Lahadlik nair shel Chanukah. It's the same nusach habrach.
Lahadlik nair goes on both the guf and the hiddur.
I think so. We don't find Chazal and Masak in a separate bracha on the hiddur. It's the same maisa mitzvah. The birchas mitzvah normally corresponds to the maisa mitzvah. So if that's the maisa mitzvah, mistama, you can make the bracha for the hiddur also with the same nusach habrach. Yes.
How's a person, if it's the seventh night, breaking law six, how is he a kai in hiddur mitzvah?
He started the ball rolling. He didn't do the hiddur completely because he's only done part of it. He only lit five neiris for hiddur.
He did half. But then what do you do? He did half hiddur.
So what? How's that going to affect the bracha? He can light the next neir because as long as the neiris of hiddur mitzvah are still lit, as long as the ikar mitzvah is still going, he can be mosif onto the ikar mitzvah. But the question is you make a bracha on the last neir that he's lighting?
Wasn't the bracha levatala to begin with? Because he did it when it wasn't a mitzvah.
Bracha levatala. He made the bracha on the gufa mitzvah.
So he was
yotzi the bracha. The question is, that bracha can't go on the hiddur mitzvah that I'm going to do right now. I'm going to do a maisa mitzvah. Right? So if the hiddur is part of the gufa mitzvah, it's an extension of the gufa mitzvah. So the bracha on the gufa mitzvah is going to cover the hiddur. I can't have an independent bracha on the hiddur because it's not an independent kiyum. But if I hold that hiddur mitzvah can be an independent kiyum, so then perhaps there is makom to say that you can make a bracha for the hiddur. Yes.
If it's part of the gufa mitzvah, isn't he mafsik once he puts down the panel?
Mafsik for what? For the bracha or for the mitzvah itself?
The maisa mitzvah. So,
right, but the fact is, as long you're saying if the mitzvah is the maisa hadlaka, the actual lighting. So once there's a hefsik between the maisa hadlok of the first five and this should be a hefsik. There should be a hefsik, and then what the hiddur that I'm going to do now is independent of the hadlokah that I did before. Right? Okay, that's going to relate to the next point that we're going to make. Okay, so just hold for a second. Yes.
I was just going to add to that. Don't you say that hadlokah osa mitzvah?
Hadlokah osa mitzvah? Yeah, 100%. So if you hold like that, then that should mean that the maisa hadlokah itself is the mitzvah. So once that mice is over, if I put down the nair, if I put down the shamish, then it's over, right? Right? Wrong. Not so fast. We're going to get to that. Yes.
So for the talit kosos, is it like do you make a specific bracha that's like hitterate? It's like the bori priya gafen and the hitterate?
No. We make brachas on each one of the talit kosos, but right. It's not, we don't make a brichas hamitzvah on the talit kosos.
So doesn't that kind of show that it's more of an extra?
Like talit kosos is not a hitter mitzvah. Dalit kosos is a mitzvah de rabban. Right? There's no hiddur in dalit kosos. You either drink the kosos or you don't drink it. I guess the hiddur is how much you drink in the kosos. Rov kosos, kala kosos, whatever. It's not for now. But dalit kosos itself is not a hiddur mitzvah. That's a mitzvah de rabban to drink dalit kosos. Yes?
Just going back to the Rambam that compared dalit kosos to the Christian
Adisa. That's a comparison for the Oni. But the Oni has to be shol or mochek suso in order to be makai
mitzvah. Right. So would we say in a case where someone doesn't have an opportunity to pursue Nisa, would it be the Dalit Kosos? Like we say by...
That's someone I didn't hear.
If a person's having a Seder by himself and doesn't have an opportunity to pursue Nisa, by Chanukah we say, after Shetech Oreb, I'm not sure because he's going to go pursue Nisa. Is it the same?
It's an interesting question. I don't think the pursue Nisa by Dalit Kosos is to be mepharsim for someone else.
Yeah,
the question always is, who's the audience for the pursue Nisa? So we're going to get to that. When it comes to Neres Chanukah, it could be that the audience changed throughout history. Well, we'll talk about that. The Pashup Pshat is that the B'nai Rosh Hasharavim are the audience for the Pesumi Yisav Ner Chanukah. But by Dalit Kosos, you don't find that the idea is to be Mepharsim the Nes to someone else, to drink the Dalit Kosos dafk in front of someone else. You don't find that idea. So even though the concept is Pesumi Nisa, but I guess the Pesumi Nisa by Dalit Kosos is for the person himself? The person himself? We don't find in the Gemara that there's an idea to be mefarsem Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, there's a din of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim for the person and their children, but you're not drinking for your children. That's not. It's interesting, right? Right. The Dalit Kosos, in a sense, Midrabbanon are like props for your Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's really what they are. It helps you in the Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. Okay, so but that's the Mishnah in Psachim says that if he doesn't have a child, so he's sholas atzma. A person has to ask the manashtana to himself. He has to talk to himself because he has to develop with shaylo tshuva to try to bring out the chayrus to himself and somehow speaking about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But derech shaylo tshuva is a way to do that. So you know you can have a pesumen yisa for oneself as well, even if you're not going to be a farsim for other people. So how do we paskin in this machlokas achron? Here on the seventh night of Chanukah, you lit the six neiros, and now you realize you have to light another one, so what do you do? Kivega wants to say that you should make a bracha. Why should you make a bracha? So he puts three tzirufim lahakal together. This gets back to what Daniel and Dani both said. First of all, the Eliyahu Rabbi says that you make a bracha. So he says there's one day to say that you make a bracha on Hiddur Mitzvah. He says, but it's more than that. He says, the Rosh points out that even though Hadlaka owes a mitzvah, but the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah does have a shihui zman. There's a certain amount of time that the Neres Chanukah is supposed to be lit. As we know, the Gemara says, mitzvasa mishetishka chama shetuchle regel min hashuk, that the purpose, that the goal is to light the Neres Chanukah for the entire time that the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are walking in the shuk. What does that mean? So the Gemara says that you're supposed to put Shemen Shebener, the amount of Shemen in the Ner, that could last till Tichle Regel Menashuk. What do you see from that? That even though you've already lit the Ner has the potential to burn, that's not enough. It's really supposed to burn for that amount of time. So says the Rosh, he thinks that there's a Hemshech to the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah. And he's talking about a totally different context. He's talking about what the Nusach HaBracha should be. Should it be with a Lamed or with an Al? It's a whole complicated Rosh. But he says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah does have a shihui. It's supposed to last a certain amount of time. So he makes the comparison. He says Neres Chanukah really are similar to Tzitzis and Tfilin. Tzitzis and Tfilin are mitzvahs nimshachos. They're a mitzvah that continues even after the first time that you put the Tfilin on, the first moment that you put the bagin on. And the halacha is the Rambam paskins that even though you're supposed to make the Birchas HaMitzvah before doing the mitzvah, but the Eved, by mitzvah nimsheches, since there's a hemshech to the mitzvah, you can make the bracha even after the initial time. But the Eved, it's better to do it before putting on the tzitzit, before you start the mitzvah tefillin. Whenever there's a hemshech to the kiyum HaMitzvah, you can make the bracha with the Eved even after the beginning. Why? Because it's still before the next asiyah. It's before the next kiyum mitzvah. The bracha always has to be before a kiyum mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah nimsheches, so then there are multiple kiyumei mitzvah, so you can have a bracha before the next asiyah. So the Rosh makes this comparison between tzitzis and tefillin on the one hand and Chanukah on the other. It sounds like he's holding that Neres Chanukah is a mitzvah nimsheches. It's a mitzvah with a continuity. So therefore, it sounds like if that's the case, it should make sense that you should be able to make a bracha on the hidden mitzvah. Even if you assume what? Even if you assume like the Pri Chodesh, and even if you assume like the Pri Chodesh that on Hiddur Mitzvah there's no need to make a separate bracha, that's only if the Hiddur Mitzvah is completely disjointed from the Guf HaMitzvah. First you fulfill the Guf HaMitzvah, the Guf HaMitzvah is over, and now you're going to do a Hiddur Mitzvah as a completely independent key. But if we say that the Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah has a Hemshech to it, that the hadlok is not the end of the mitzvah, it's not just a maisa, but it's in the fact that the ner is dolek a certain zman. So then it turns out that if your guf ha-mitzvah, if your first light is still burning, the guf ha-mitzvah is not over yet. There's a shihui to that guf ha-mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is nimshach a little bit longer, then you can do the hidden mitzvah. Then you can be makayim the hidden mitzvah in conjunction with that guf ha-mitzvah. That's what he says. Why should you be making a bracha then? Right? If you hold that it's nimshach to the guf ha-mitzvah, so then you're not making an independent bracha on the hidden mitzvah. Right? He says it's nimshach to the guf ha-mitzvah. Nimshach to the guf ha-mitzvah. So because the guf ha-mitzvah is nimshach and the hidden mitzvah is not independent, really connected to the Guf HaMitzvah, so therefore you can make a bracha on it. Eitan?
Maybe like just an idea by Tzitzis and Tefillin, that since like the whole time that you're wearing it, even if you forgot to make a bracha at the time that it was put on, so then the mitzvah is continuing, so you could already be
you always touch the item and then you can make your bracha on it. So as to here, if the mitzvah is continuing and it's not over until the shiur has been met, so then it's still considered as if it's the guf ha-mitzvah, and then the head is still in the middle.
You're saying if the guf ha-mitzvah, the guf ha-mitzvah is continued. Hidur mitzvah is a kiyum in the guf ha-mitzvah, right? So if I wasn't yotze the hidur properly, then by doing a maisa hadloka on the last nair now, I'm actually doing the guf ha-mitzvah again. I'm doing the guf ha-mitzvah better. So I made a bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah before, but now I'm embellishing the guf ha-mitzvah even more. So I'm being yotze the guf ha-mitzvah in a better way now. So really what I'm doing is I'm not just making a bracha on the hidur mitzvah, I'm making a bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah itself. That's what you're saying. Right? I'm really making a bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah. But I made the bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah before. It's two different mitzvahs. There I was mekayim the guf ha-mitzvah in a simple way, but now I'm being mekayim the guf ha-mitzvah behidah. So maybe there's an inyan to make a bracha on the maisa that I'm about to do because I'm actually fulfilling the guf ha-mitzvah behidah now. It's really a different type of guf ha-mitzvah. And he adds a third svar that there are some who argue with the Rambam who claim that even b'diavad, if you don't make a birchas ha-mitzvah before doing the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha afterwards. We don't paskin like that. We assume that you have to make the bracha dafka before. If it's a mitzvah of shachas, if there's a hemshach, you can make the bracha b'diavad after that. But you can't do that by a regular mitzvah. But there are those who argue. There are those who claim b'diavad you can make a bracha la'achar asiyasim. So that's another sniff l'hakel. That even if you've already fulfilled the mitzvah, the guf ha-mitzvah is over, but if now I'm embellishing, if now I'm doing what? If now I'm lighting the extra nair, so even if we look at it as though there's no hemshech to the mitzvah, but I can make a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah that I'm doing now, the hiddur, I can make a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah now, but it's really a bracha b'diavad on the guf ha-mitzvah. That's what he seems to be saying. Imkein benidon didon, the very end of the second paragraph there. Benidon didon b'tzirif hani svaras. Aleph, das ha'eli ha-rabba de-mevarech ala-hidr. Beis, kevin de-mikri shihu y-mitzu meshach ha-lakasam, yeshlova de-mikri over la-siyasan. It's over la-siyasan of the guf ha-mitzvah, it sounds like, right? Gimel dasa poskim im labirich over lasiyosim mevarich achar kach. If you didn't make the bracha over lasiyosim, you can still make the bracha b'diavad afterwards. So here, I wasn't yotze the guf ha-mitzvah properly. I wasn't yotze the guf ha-mitzvah properly. So now I'm gonna make a bracha la'achar asiyosim. Make a bracha la'achar asiyosim. What is that? Right? I made the bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah beforehand. Now I'm going to make another bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah. It's a very interesting svar. Okay, leaving his tziruf out, it's still a machlokas ha-poskim, right? It's a machlokas ha-poskim whether you make a bracha on the lighting of the hidden mitzvah. So that beer, the beer in that machlokas we got. Right? The beer in that machlokas is, do we assume that the hidden mitzvah is a separate kiyum? So it's a separate kiyum, then it makes sense to make a bracha on the hidden. If we assume that it's only linked to the guf ha-mitzvah, it's less likely that you're going to make the bracha on the hidden mitzvah because you've made a bracha on the guf ha-mitzvah. What are you doing? You're being mamshich the guf ha-mitzvah. Why should I make a separate bracha on this mice if it's just a hemshich of the guf ha-mitzvah? Yes.
The Mishnah brings down some place. I think that if the mitzvah is the hadlaka.
Hadlaka is a mitzvah.
So then.
No, the Rosh's chiddush is that since there's a hemshech to the mitzvah, it's supposed to last a certain amount of time. Hadlakos mitzvah just means that's the ikar mitzvah. The ikar mitzvah is the mice, but there is a hemshech to the mitzvah. So therefore, Kivega wants to say maybe you can make the bracha even after the maisa hadlaka because there's a hemshech to the mitzvah. That's what he's suggesting. Yes, Danny.
Didn't you say that I halachos tefillin?
If you put it on too tight, you shouldn't make the bracha. Yeah. So you're saying if there's a hemshel to the mitzvah, why can't you make it afterwards?
Yeah. Unless you just don't pass it.
L'chadchili, you're supposed to make the bracha before. Right? Even by a mitzvah in a mishachas, you're supposed to make the bracha before. B'diavad, could you make the bracha on mitzvah tefillin after you've already been Mahadik Shal Rosh? Maybe. The haniach tefillin lechor is on the maisik shira. So once you've been kosher the tefillin lechor, you can't make that bracha. Al mitzvah tefillin lechor is the fact that the tefillin is on you, right? So maybe taka that bracha with the eved you can make afterwards. I mean, isn't that what the Rosh is saying? The comparison between Chanukah and Sizis and tefillin. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Why would you say that al mitzvah tefillin would be different than al mitzvah Sizis?
They are. That's what I'm saying.
L'haniach
might be different. I'm not sure. Maybe that's on the kshira. Al mitzvah l'chore is right. Al mitzvah tefillin and al mitzvah tzitzis is the same. That's what the Rosh was saying, right? That tzitzis and tefillin are mitzvahs nimshachos. The Rambam counts them as mitzvahs nimshachos. What does the Rambam say? Hilchos brachos. Hilchos brachos. Is there another brother to go on hand? Perik Yud Aleph. Halacha Hay. Ha'osu mitzvah v'lo birech im mitzvah she'adayin ha'siyosa k'yam es v'varech achar ha'siyosa v'in dover sh'over hu eino m'varech ketsa. Ha'rish nis'atit v'tzitzis o sh'lo v'ashpilon o'shiyosha v'sukha v'lo birech t'chila chos m'varech achar sh'nis'atit v'chayim m'varech achar sh'lovash l'haniach tefillin. Rambam says l'haniach tefillin is also you can also make it after the mitzvah has already been fulfilled. That's interesting. Of course, we know the Rambam says that you only make a single bracha on the tefillin. Right? You only make two if you miss it. Okay, nothing there. L'haniach tefillin, the Rambam says, is also a bracha that can be recited after putting the tefillin. That the bracha, since the mitzvah is nimsheches, I can make the bracha l'achar asiyasa b'diavad as well. Yes.
So according to the Rosh, candles are still lit, but it's been past the half an hour already, let's say. So then you would have lost your
opportunity,
even if
they're
all still lit.
And you're saying, is the mitzvah nimshach after tichle regel minashuk? So if it's tichle regel minashuk, then taka, the mitzvah is not going to be nimshach. If you're living in a place where the regel minashuk is not tichle, so then you can talk about that. There are some rishonim that say it could be the mitzvah is nimshach even after half an hour. So if you had in mind to light the neros and have them last even longer than half an hour, you might fulfill some kind of a mitzvah at that point. Yeah,
I feel like it's hard to say that it's a new Misa if like it relies on the other Misa in order to...
What is a new Misa?
Like the hitter. Like it's
the lighting of the last Nair.
Yeah.
Like, why should it be viewed as an independent Kiyam?
Yeah, isn't it hard to, like, how can you
say... It's hard to say that hitter mitzvah is a separate Kiyam. It should be an extension of the Gufa mitzvah.
Yeah, like if it's...
That's not my fault! It's Rashi and the Ramah and the Tor, according to the Brisker Rav.
But they're saying, but then it needs the other Misa. If you don't do that first candle, then you can't do the hitter. So how can you say that? And like, isn't the whole point of bracha like it's on the mitzvah? So
you're right. If you don't do the first candle, you can't do the hitter because then the hitter is going to be the first candle. But right, the hitter has to be on top of the Gufa mitzvah. But the question is it an extension of the Gufa mitzvah or is it a separate hitter? You have your kiyum of Gufa mitzvah and then your kiyum of hitter. And they're not necessarily... Yeah,
are there any other mitzvahs where it's like you need to do another mitzvah in order to even like get to like... Like I feel like it's like you need to get past a checkpoint even to make it a mitzvah. Like unless you do that first mitzvah, it's not even a mitzvah.
That's true, but the question is the hidden mitzvah a kiyum in the Gufa mitzvah or is it a separate kiyum? Is it viewed independently or is it only viewed as an extension of the Gufa mitzvah?
I just feel like the word hidder like itself even means like...
Hiddur mitzvah sounds like, well, there's a mitzvah, right? Hiddur mitzvah. It's an extension of the mitzvah. That's what you're saying. That's the Rambam. Right? You're a brisker. But the other sheet, according to the brisker of Rashi and the Tur and the Ramah are not holding like that. Are they not holding are they not holding like that?
I don't know.
So let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, so the problem with the brisker of's approach that some of the Achronim have pointed out is that it's still a little bit strange. Why does the Ramah paskin like the Rambam? I know the parenthesis says Rambam, but who says the Ramah really paskin like the Rambam? Right? The Ramah seems like he's paskin like the Rambam, but it seems strange that he should paskin like the Rambam, right? Heichan motzinu that the Mechaber should paskin like the Bali Tosfos and the Ramah paskin like the Rambam. I mean, the Mechaber paskin like the Ashkenazim and the Ramah paskin like the Sephardim. The nafachu, right? I mean, to borrow a phrase from Purim for Hanukkah, right? It's ipcha mistavra, right? That's the kasha of the Taz. The Taz says hecham matzinu davar kozeh, that the mechaber and the Ramah flip. We find it a few times, but it's very rare. So there are a couple of times in the Shulchan Aruch that you find this strange phenomenon. But But it's very rare. Normally the Mechaber will paskin like the Rambam over Tosfos. It's very rare that the Mechaber paskin like the Tosfos and the Rambam paskin like the Rambam. They flip everything. What's going on over here? What's more, the Rambam himself in Halacha Gimel, if you read it carefully, the Rambam himself says that we should do like Tosfos. Yeah, after the Rambam finishes his Lamda Shashir, he says Mahajim and Mahajim is a kefil of the hider, a double hider. And he says, Minik Poshet b'chol areinu b'svarat shiu kol anshi abayis madlikin erecha b'layla harishon mosifin v'holchin ner b'chol layla chenim tzimadlik b'lo shmini shmon eneros ben shoyu anshi abayis merubim ben shoyu adam echad. Rambam says that the minik b'chol arei svarat is not to do what I just told you. I told you in halacha aleph, halacha beis, Mahajim and Mahajim is yilait keneged the anshi abayis, keneged the yom. But our minik in kol arei svarat is to do like Tosfos, to like keneged the anshei abayis, and not keneged the yomim at all. To light keneged the yomim, and not keneged the anshei abayis at all. Right? Mahajim and Mahajim is to light dafka keneged the yomim, not keneged the anshei abayis. So what, the Ramah is going to one up the Rambam? The Ramah is going to paskin like the Rambam against the Rambam? It's a pillar ploy, right? The Rambam himself said that our minig is to follow Tosfos. So the Ramah thinks the Rambam is wrong about himself. Right, the Ramah says he passes like the Rambam, not like the minig of the Rambam, but like the Ikar Adin of the Rambam. What kind of a strange notion is that? Why should the Ramah pass like the Rambam and not like the Bali Tosfos? And why should the Ramah say better than the Rambam that you should light Mahajim and Mahajim both like the Yom and the Anshei Abayis, as opposed to the Rambam himself who says the minig is to follow the Bali Tosfos? The Beis Halevi, in his kuntres on Chanukah, there's a beautiful kuntres in his parish on Chumash at the end of Sefer Bereishis. It's there where he writes in the beginning that the minig in Europe was to take a break from the regular limud and to learn in Yoni Chanukah. So he taka learned in Yoni Chanukah. Whoa! These are Larry the Kashiurim he gave. Beautiful Chidush Torah that he has there. But it's very kedai. It's Lebedik. It's just so enjoyable to read. The Beis Halevi explains the Ramah differently than the Brisker Rav. The Beis Halevi came before the Brisker Rav. He was the Brisker Rav's grandfather. So, right, the Beis Halevi's son, Chaim, gave birth to had the Brisker Rav as a son. So it's just interesting that the Brisker Rav has a different approach than Zayda. The Beis Halevi has a different approach in the Ramah. He says he doesn't think the Ramah paskin like the Ramah at all. He thinks the Ramah paskin like the Bali Tosfos. Like the Bali Tosfos? So why does he say you should like keneged the anshei abayis and keneged the yomim? That's not the Bali Tosfos, not the Tosfos I saw. Up to Beis Halevi, you have to understand what door the Bali Tosfos were talking about. You know, the Gemara in Shabbos has a braisa later on that tells us that the audience of Pesumei Nisan and Eres Chanukah changed over the generations. Tanu Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah mitzvah lanichal pesach beisom mibachutz. There are three stages of the takon. The ikar mitzvah in Chanukah is to light al pesach beisa mibachutz, so that the bnei rishus ram will see. In my dar baliyah menicha b'chalon asmuchal rishus rabim. If he's dar baliyah in an upper floor, so then you should light it in the chalon. Nochamol, so that the bnei rishus rabim will see the neiros. There'll be persumei nisa for them. Comes the Bryce and says, "B'shas ha'sakana, when the goyim made it difficult for us, so Chazal v'mesake menichal shulchan avedayim, that you can put it inside, put it on your shulchan, and that's it." What changed? But you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. If the mitzvah of Chanukah is to be mefarsim v'neis to bnei rishus harabim, so then how can it be menichal shulchan avedayim? The Bryce should have said, "B'shas ha'sakana, you can't do the mitzvah. Period. It's over." Apparently, it's not that the mitzvah is over. Shasa Sakona, the din is that the audience for the Pesumei Nisa has changed. The audience for the Pesumei Nisa is no longer B'nai Rishus HaRabim, but rather B'nai HaBayis. That's what the Takonas Chazal was. That if you can be Mefaris in the Nesu for B'nai Rishus HaRabim, then great, then do that. But if you can't be Mefaris in the Nesu for B'nai Rishus HaRabim because it's a Shasa Sakona, then Menichal Shulchan HaVadai will leave it inside and your Pesumei Nisa will be for the B'nai HaBayis. Your Pesumei Nisa can be for the B'nai HaBayis. Now we can understand what the Bali Tosfos were saying. What did Tosfos say? Mahajim and Mahajim has to be lighting keneged what? Dafka keneged the yomim, not keneged the anshei abayis. Because if you light keneged both, it's not going to be a heker for b'nei rishus harabim. When were the Bali Tosfos talking? They were talking, if you're lighting the menorah outside so that the B'nai Rosh Hashanah will see it, and you put all of the Neiros together, there's no heker between the Neiros, so then it's confusing to people. They're not going to be able to figure out what the day of Hanukkah is. Is this Kaminyan the Anshei Habayis, Keneged the Yomim? How many Anshei Habayis? It's confusing. It says Tosis, Mahadrim and a Mahadrin, during the time of the Ikarat HaKona, was to light one menorah. One menorah Keneged the Yomim, forget the Anshei Habayis. The Ikar Hidr, the best Hidr, is to light Keneged the Yomim, not Keneged the Anshei Habayis. Because you need a Heker for the B'nai Rosh Hashanah. Pursuing Nisa is all about Heker. If the B'nai Rosh Hashanah are not going to recognize what night of Hanukkah it is, then you're not going to be able to see appropriately. But Bizman has said that with Madlik Bifnim, Bismana Gemara already, Bishas HaSakana, they started to be Madlik Bifnim. At the time of the Ramah, they certainly were lighting Bifnim. So then, Efshe, that even the Balitosis would agree to the Ramah in such a case, that you should light both Keneged the Anshei Habayis and Keneged the Yomim. Only reason they said not to do a double hit is because it's not going to be a Heker. But if you're lighting inside, the B'nai Habayis know how many people are there. And besides, if you're lighting inside, you don't have to put all the menorahs together. You can keep them separate. So if you keep them separate, then it's taka nikar. How many menorahs you're lighting? So you see the yomim, you see the anshei habayis, and you can be yotzei, mahajim and a mahajim, in the best possible way. So that could be the pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah really is paskening like the Balei Tosfos. But the Ramah holds that even the Balei Tosfos would agree that if you're lighting inside and the heker is for the B'nai Habayis, not for the B'nai Rosh Hasharabim, then the din of Mahadrim and the Mahadrim should be a double hidden. This is not just the Brisky Rav's pshat in the Ramah. He pointed out, others have pointed out, that this really is what the Darkei Moshe says. The Darkei Moshe is the comments of the Ramah on the tour. So he explains what his shittas are, and very often the Ramah just dovetails what the Darkei Moshe says. So take a look for a moment. Page 1. Darkei Moshe says, because of Maharami Prague. That's not the Maharal mi Prague. This is Rabbeinu Avraham mi Prague. It's a different Kama Chacham from Prague. The Lididon Shemad Likin Bifnim V'yodim B'bayis Kama B'nei Bayis Kama B'nei Odom B'bayis. Number 3. B'lekel Amecha Shemayom Kach B'nei Odom Hem B'bayis Af Ladas Satosus Min Hagenu Nochon. The Maharami Prague says that since we're lighting inside now and everyone knows how many B'nai Bayis are there, they're not gonna think, oh, there are such and such number of B'nai Bayis, they'll make a mistake. Then even the Balei Tosfos would hold that Mahadrim and the Mahadrim dictates you should light Keneged the Anshei Habayis and Keneged the Yomim. The Odi says the Ma'acha Shemadlikin Bifnim Kol Echad Yuchal Lahadik B'Mokom Yuchad V'Loboy Lahadik Kulam B'Tevach Asamach L'Pesach V'Nikra Nero Shemadlik Kol Echad Be'Echad V'Yikra Akerik Shemos V'Holim B'Shar Leilis. What's more, you can put the menorahs in different places. First of all, the B'nai Bayis know how many B'nai Bayis there are there. Secondly, you can put the menorahs in different places. So there's no problem with Heker. So even the Balei Tosfos would say that you should light Keneged the Anshei Habayis and Keneged the Yomim. So it could be that's Pshat in the Ramah. The Pshat in the Ramah, the reason why the Ramah says that everyone lights their own menorah, the Ramah wasn't paskening like the Ramah. He's paskening like the Balei Tosfos. But even the Balei Tosfos would say, even the Balei Tosfos would say that Bizman Azeh, you can be Mekayim both Hidders. You can be Mekayim the Hidder of Anshei Habayis and the Hidder of Yomim. There's no reason not to. There's no reason not to, because there is a Heker. There will be a Heker even if you try to do a double Hidder. So this turns everything on its head. Till now we were assuming that the Ramah and the Rambam are both agreeing fundamentally. They're just arguing about the nature of Hidr, but they're both agreeing about the din of Hidr by Ner Chanukah. The Darkei Moshe and the Beis Halevi turn everything on its head, and they say that no, the Ramah actually is passing like the Balei Tosfos, but he claims even the Balei Tosfos would say that Mahadrim and a Mahadrim is really a double Hidr. So tomorrow we'll have to continue this discussion and figure out, now that we've shown that perhaps the Ramah is not passing like the Ramah, but rather like the Balei Tosfos, we then have to discuss the other issue. And that is, does the Ramah really hold what the Brisker Rav thought he said? Does the Ramah hold that Hidr Mitzvah really is a separate kiyum, different and separate from the Guf HaMitzvah? Or maybe the Ramah is not holding like that. Maybe the Ramah actually agrees that Hidr Mitzvah b'lo mitzvah lo shamanu, that Hidr Mitzvah has to come in conjunction with the Guf HaMitzvah, but the Ramah might be disagreeing for a totally different reason.